You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're in the final segment. We've only got a few minutes left, but that's all it's going to take because I'm going to go fast. And what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about Vivian Freed, the strongest, most incredible person. How much time do I got, Reagan? That's I figured. The strongest, most wonderful person that I've ever met. We had her again in one of those yoga circles where they all turned around and filled her and blessed her and gave her strength and recognition. And she's just amazing. You know, but she's declining. I'm watching it. I'm seeing that she can do less and less and less every single day. But she's such an inspiration to me. She still gets up in the morning and goes to dialysis at 7 in the morning and gets them to stick that needle in. She's back by 10:30, but she's absolutely can't do anything until 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock. And this Sunday, usually she goes to visit her mom. She couldn't get out of bed to go visit her mom this week. So she's declining. You say, well, Jim, that's really bad. Tell us some good news. Well, I can tell you some different news. The news that I can tell you is that Vivian, over the summer, through our efforts, we've identified 10 volunteers minimum that have matched and been a perfect match for Vivian. And those 10 people have gotten dates to have a transplant with Vivian. In fact, one was supposed to happen on August 5th, another one on August 15th, and every one of them has backed out and gone in a different, and they're not going to be there. So I'm back to square one. We're staying strong. We're still looking for that positive, beautiful person that's looking to spiritually bond and give my wife the gift of life. Somebody that's healthy. It's not that easy to match. We had over 100 people that answered the ad that I ran on Facebook. Over 350,000 people saw it. It was shared over 5,000 times. Almost 100 people raised their hand. Many of them didn't materialize when we followed up, but the few that did, well, they got close to the finish line. They were beautiful human beings, but for whatever reason, serendipity took them in a different direction. And I'm searching hard to not lose my you-know-what right now. I'm losing my mind just even talking about this. But that's just me. Imagine the beautiful, wonderful, vivacious Vivian Freed. You can follow her on Facebook. You can see our story on Facebook. I got a page up on Freed on Business. You can read about it there. But we need help. We need help. We need a donor. We need somebody who's willing to get tested and then go through with the process. We love all the people that have volunteered. We love all the people that went and got tested. It's not easy. It's very invasive. They take a lot of blood tests. They put you in the CAT scan, the this scan, the that scan. They ask you a bunch of private questions. It's not that easy. But if you want to get involved, you can send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness.com. You can go and email directly to the guys that are helping us, Project Renewal in New York. You can email them at r1125@renewal.org. They actually asked me to stop advertising on Facebook because it was taking so much of their time. They were getting so many responses because so many people are motivated to at least get information about Vivian. And it starts with information. So email me, jim@freedonbusiness. Email r1125@renewal.org to get information on the beautiful Vivian Freed. If we don't get her a kidney, we'll have another event to raise kidney awareness this fall. I'm not sure where it is. I don't want to give myself a jinx because there is still one donor that could potentially come through. We're going to hear more about them tomorrow, and I'm going to stay optimistic. And believe me, if they're coming through, everybody will hear all over the radio, all over Facebook. You'll be able to read it. I'll skywrite it. So Jim at Freed on Business, email R1125@renewal.org for more information.